The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got us bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. No guy, no. No matter how hard them a spite me.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
No food, clean water, fi drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20-inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip-hop apocalypse up. You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurt and me rinse up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone focus my a thing now. Bets throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
If I tell you the truth, if I were you, then me probably woulda like me neither. Fresh to the town, born again, them said the flow ungodly. My mind need Jesus. Girls call cookies when my mind need reefer. Girl, when my frosty can't stand me neither. Aim excellent, point blank, tell the truth. Bullets never miss the chin like a Chinese teacher. Yeah, every bad mind fraud, them is this. Them parents get corrupt, so them are negative. How much longer you got yet from people? You know, see you're not benefit.
From what day you may find out, like me, everyone talk a smug a thing now. Bets throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
That we a go hard and a do it. Hennessy a floss and a do it. Champagne pop off and a do it. The girl dem a ask say a do it. Plus me jeans that a true it. And me white tee that a do it. As if you never knew it. To how we go hard dem a ask me a do it. Them say me stink of money like sewage. Real bad man spend cash like me foolish. A wild cat like Buick and the flowers been messing me, I go step in a your tulip.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone talk us bag a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
You got it locked and loaded to the Monday. And what's today's date? What's today's date, Mr. Producer? I'm trying to find a date today. Huh? It ain't Thursday. Oh, the 13th. I thought you said it's Thursday. Like, what, the Cowboys blow people out and I sleep for 3 days? It's a Thursday. What happened to Monday and Tuesday, man? But anyway, I digress. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy Monday the 13th. And, you know, we're going to open it up. Roscoe Thompson still under the... My thoughts and prayers go out to Roscoe. Wish him a speedy recovery. All right, getting over that cold and that flu and a little touch of pneumonia. So prayers up for Roscoe. Phone lines are open. He'll be back in next Monday for sure. Phone lines are open. 323-6232 in New Providence. 325-4316. 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Quick break. Flip side of the break. The lines will be open. We'll jump in. We'll check out the headlines. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. The Buzz brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. The global warming was heating up the planet in 60 seconds. That's all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And I get you ready for my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, November 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's Festive Giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win big. Visit any of our branches for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
You're parked back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Mr. Producer, we got a paper over there by any chance? You know, I like to, I could go online and pull it up, you know, but I like to read it out of dailies, and I like to doodle over people and have my little jokes, you know? But nonetheless, We're going to open up the lines, like I say, today, and we're checking out the headlines. Who are what's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. All right, and here's what's blazing up the pages of Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matter since 1844. And it's coming in off the weekend. And I'll be honest with you, lots to talk about. PM warns businesses. Davis says many homes facing hardships. On the final night of the Progressive Liberal Party's National Convention at Bahama Convention Center on Friday night, Prime Minister Philip Davis acknowledged that hardship remains in many homes, and he put businesses on notice that the government will not tolerate them keeping their prices high even after import duties have been cut. Davis told delegates in the audience listening via multiple platforms that there is still too much economic power concentrated into too few hands. That's why we're the new day government, he said, because the old day left out too many people. Okay. Y'all ain't miss nobody, right, Mr. Davis? Y'all sure y'all ain't miss nobody yourself, though, right? Y'all good with that? Okay. What else? On the headlines today, Mitchell wins 57% of the PLP votes. Well, that speaks volumes that Ms. Lyons won 43. Under, from what I'm hearing, are alleged extenuating circumstances. We can leave that just like that. But that should speak volumes. That the prime minister endorsed Mr. Mitchell, but yet 43% of the party said, well, forget what you got to say. We on her run. Very impressive. Ingram urges voters to reject the PLP. Pointed what he said has been years of neglect in the West Grand Bahama and Bimini constituency. Former Prime Minister Hubert Ingram said the upcoming by-election is an opportunity for voters to send a message to the Davis administration, which has done little to better their lives and insisted vote for the Free National Movement. Now, for those of you who are saying Pintard couldn't get endorsed by Mr. Ingram, well, looks like he was wrong on that one. So we'll see where this goes. See where this goes. I must say, let me check the text lines. Great show as usual, Uncle Naughty. Papa said it was not his idea to run in the by-election, so if they lose, don't blame him. So Naughty, don't say Papa did not warn them like the old people say, hard-headed. Yeah, but text, I also heard Mr. Ingram say today on a video release that he supports the decision of Mr. Pintard. He supports the F&M party for deciding to run. And if they came together and that's the decision they make, he supports it wholeheartedly. So I know what you're running on with this text for. Don't drive muddy the waters. He specifically broke down the pros and cons. So if you're going to tell the story, text to tell it 100%. Mr. Ingram said he decided to challenge a seat in 1990. There was an F&M stronghold. We knew he could win. That's why he challenged it. Two other seats became available with PLP strongholds, one Cat Island in particular, how Mr. Davis became MP and eventually PM via that seat, was a PLP stronghold. So he did not decide to run in that seat. And when it came an opportunity in 1990 for the Oaksfield to be contested, or that constituency, that's when he threw the gauntlet down and said, oh, but if you come for this one, I can take it from you. Mr. Ingram knew when to pick and choose his battles. So text, come on, get it right, full 100, okay? Don't do revisionist history or selective history. Call it full 100 for what it is. Tell the whole story. Text to David. Mr. Davis don't know what he's saying when it comes to raising the price or lowering the price on food. Now, we know he likes to misspeaks and misspokes. So let's just watch that play out. Naughty Chester Cooper said they're working overtime to win the next election. They need to work overtime to solve the country's problems. Talking fool is a very serious thing. Naughty, did you like that beating that Mitchell put on Robin Lyons? What are my thoughts? To be honest with you, I heard there were a lot of extenuating circumstances to that vote. But we'll leave that just like that. Obviously, the party has spoken. And 57% compared to 43%. Decided to roll with Mr. Mitchell. But that should tell a lot of people that if 43% of the party decided to fly up in the face of leadership and say, we ain't on your run, y'all need to do better by the time they go to the polls in 2026. Because a lot could change by then. A lot. Meaning, you may have more disgruntled PLPs. and the 43% gonna stand against what the leader says, that means they're disgruntled. And I, like I said, I heard a lot of extenuating circumstances, a lot of stories, and a lot of allegations emanating from that, so I can leave that just like that. Okay? I can leave it just like that. But at the end of the day, at some point now, we need to have Mr. Mitchell remove that chairman's hat, though. Because it still don't make it right. You need to have some separation there. Let's have the conversation on that, Texter. What's your thoughts on that? Should he be allowed to wear three hats or just two? Good afternoon, Naughty. They plotted against Robin. The PM had his hand in that. Very, very sad. Shane should be shame. Well, he shouldn't be because his real name is Shane. Anyway, we can leave that alone. Leave that alone, Texter. Naughty, great show as usual. Will Nygaard be found guilty? Question, will he sing and who all politicians name will he call? Well, wait to see his second trial in New York. That's when I think all the ish hit the fan, to tell you the truth. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's in St. Pete, what you got for me today, man?
Man, look, I just still recovered. You know, Friday was the Marine Corps birthday, 240 years we celebrate, you know. And, you know, we celebrate at the local VFW. See some old devil dogs and, you know, tell some old war stories, you know how that go, you know.
Right.
And every year a few members they pass away, so we honor them with a toast, you know what I'm saying? So other than that, but you know, the Bahamas has a history with the Marine Corps, you know. You know the Marine Corps first overseas deployment was in Nassau, right? After the United States came independent, they raided Fort Montague to get the weapons from the British. A lot of people don't know that. The United States first overseas mission was in Nassau. Did you know that? Did you know that?
I repeated, I'm saying, Pete, you were breaking up a little bit, man.
I said the United States first overseas deployment was in Nassau when they raided Fort Montague to get the...
Right, and they held us for all of, what, a week or 24 hours or 48 hours, and they freed us back up to the Spanish?
Yeah. After, you know saying, because the British were stowing the cannons and ammunition there, so, you know, that's a little piece of history of the Bahamas up for the United States Marine Corps.
There you go. And we had a lot of Bahamian brothers serving the Marine Corps, man. Make that sacrifice.
Man, look at that.
So we appreciate y'all.
A lot of Caribbean people, period, man. I met with just about every island in the Caribbean. You got Haitians, Jamaicans, Cubans, everybody. You know, we all one, you know what I'm saying?
And that, the Marine Corps also, you know, bring up that pride from where you're from originally and the culture and the history.
And make you or break you.
There you go, man.
Hey, you know, that 248, man, I've been playing it all week. Hey, come on here.
You know? Hoorah!
Good number to play. Hoorah! Hey, y'all be safe in the 242, man.
All right, man. Be safe, eh?
Good for five.
All right, man. Always good to hear from you, man. All right, Mr. Producer. Now let's slide out of the headliners, because we pretty much covered most of the headliners. All brought you, of course, by Fine Threads. Slide up into the buzz. All brought you, of course, by John Shoes. New arrivals in stock right now. Okay? Every Monday and every Tuesday, ladies, new arrivals just for you. Wide selection for men, women, and children, casual, formal, and athletic. In addition to that, you got your fast fashion and your workwear with all the accessories to go along with. And don't forget, they now have small home appliances and cookware as well available for you, all right? So be sure to check out all those locations, out both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Both locations available for you, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. All right. All right, let me read this text. Naughty, that 43% that Ms. Lyons got is not all hers. 20% of that is for Ms. Marguerite Pinonon, who Ms. Lyons dragged out. 10% belongs to Mitchell, detractors and support. Well, whatever the additional was 43%. So what the 57% was up made up by Mr. Mitchell Texter? The regular followers of Fred? Or was it the alleged 230 new delegates that they ratified in to vote? I hear allegations of that swirling. Clarify me on that, since you know the breakdown of everybody's percentages. break down Mr. Mitchell on through for me, since you are that person. I'd like to know. No. Comparing Michael Jordan to play basketball, baseball, and golf, and we all know he couldn't play, sucked at playing baseball, couldn't hit a curve. So that's why he couldn't wear all three of them hats. That's why Mr. Mitchell can't wear all three of them hats. Okay? But try better with the Michael Jordan reference, because we all know. Jesus Christ, Mitchell is like the Michael Jordan. No, he's more like the Howard Milk of politics, buddy. All right? Michael Jordan? No, sir. He more like LeBron James, bouncing pillar to post, always trying to chase a championship. Because wasn't he an F&M before, a PLP, a Vanguard, an independent? Wasn't he an F&M senator as an independent under the Ingram administration? So your comparisons to Mr. Mitchell are like LeBron, both antics-wise and yeah, that would be the better comparison, bouncing around from pillar to post. Just like LeBron is an NBA Babbitt chasing championships, Mr. Mitchell is a political Babbitt chasing leadership, in my opinion. So that comparison was pretty wrong there, Texter. Way off. How could you insult Michael Jeffrey Jordan like that? Jesus. Boy, I tell you. You want me to help you with a better analogy? Anyway, but no. And just like Jordan couldn't wear that hat because he couldn't hit the curb one of them up. Listen, I know, leave my boy LeBron out your political talks, but you know, you and I both know that was the perfect example right there. Why are you laughing? If you was a Bron sexual, why are you laughing? Hit the nail on the head, eh? But in any case, Dexter, at some point, Mr. Mitchell needs to live up to his own analogy and words and statements and stop being a hypocrite. Slide on the side and make way for the younger generation of politicians. Nor do you forget people in the Bahamas like Babbitts. Yeah, they may like them, but they don't want to see them all the time and hear from them all the time. Sometimes they just want them to hold a Babbitt post in the corner and be the true Babbitt that they are. Texter. You're all trying today, boy. I see that. You're all trying. But guess what? You're all throwing fastball, and I hitting fastball. Come with the curve next and come with the slide. I can hit that too. All right? Nah, no problem. All right. Let me get on my buzz. I see the Mitchell crew got they panties in a bunch today. Let me get to what's really bugging me. And maybe, Texter, since you're talking about Mr. Mitchell, see how y'all make it so easy for me? See how y'all just make it so easy for me? Why don't the Minister of Foreign Affairs or Affairs in Foreign man it up a little bit, if that's possible, and check Mr. DeSantis for the comments that he made over the weekend for his commentary. But he could blow us up in obliterate. Mr. Producer, you got the clip lined up? Play that for me, please. Hey, Texter, tell Mr. Mitchell come deal with this.
They should not be complaining about Israel defending itself. What are you supposed to do? I mean, I used to say even when they would just fire the normal rockets, because they've been firing these rockets for years and years. And I thought to myself, like, if the Bahamas were firing rockets into Fort Lauderdale, like, we would not accept that for, like, 1 minute. I mean, we would just level. We would never be willing to live like that as Americans.
DeSantis, first and foremost, you and your Rumpelstiltskin shoes and boots need to shut up. Last time I saw them Rumpelstiltskin boots, they was on Prince. And Prince knew how to pull them off. And Prince was sure just like you. But he was way more man than you, DeSantis. And let me tell you why. Apollonia. Vanity. Sinead O'Connor. Sheila E. Sheena Easton. You see what I'm saying? So use a little man with a small man complex and need to have several seats, all right? What you need to worry about is Cuba, who got them leftover missiles from Russia. That's what you need to worry about. But see, you wouldn't say nothing about us who've been there for the last 30 or 40, who ready to light you up. But please, Mr. DeSantis, so you know, all right? The Bahamas, if we had missiles, would never light up Fort Lauderdale. We shop there too much. We got family there. Now, Hialeah sucks. Y'all been saying y'all could be improving Hialeah for a while. Westland Mall and things. No, y'all ain't done that. So we might hit Hialeah because y'all might need the improvement. Okay? But what you should do is worrying about drinking some milk so you could grow some more. Take off them high heel shoes which you be wearing. And worrying about the United States of America. Don't worry about us. Worry about America. Okay, and then worry about Cuba. who allegedly got missiles. We don't. Worry about them. Don't worry about us. Now, if you say we was going to rain Kong shell and collect bottle on you, then be very scared. Be very afraid. We'll burst you to pieces. But we ain't got no missile. But Dexter, why don't Mr. Mitchell jump up and check Mr. DeSantis on his remarks? Since you're saying he should wear three hats, one as chairman, one as Minister of Affairs and Foreign Affairs, and one as MP for Fox Hill, then shouldn't he man it up a little bit and check Mr. DeSantis for his irresponsible remarks? I await your reply, Dexter. I await your reply. No, asking for clarification is not a response, okay? That sounds like a sugary, waffly way to say, excuse me, you was meaning us? You was meaning us? Could you clarify what you mean? It's pretty cut and dry. If we had missiles and he thought we would strike them, he would obliterate us. That's the not asking for a sugary clarification. How waffly is that? How jellyfish and spineless is that? If you're so big and bad, ask DeSantis, what did you mean, Ron? Excuse me? What do you mean? That is an irresponsible remark. It's a threatening remark. And can you clarify it? Have some bass in your voice. Some bone in your back. Some bollocks for once, Mr. Mitchell. My God. See, the problem with Mr. Mitchell is he's in love with the politics of politics, the pomp, the circumstance, the fluffery, but the nitty-gritty, grimy stuff, he's let other people handle that for him. Anyway, that's why you got these texted out the Saturday Neck talking about he asked for a clarification. Don't ask for clarification. The man answers. Just how you get biggity with Miss Lyons people, get biggity with DeSantis. Naughty, all these vatos chiming in, giving Mr. Mitchell accolades clearly show how blind loyalty can degrade into blind man lovery. Say it again, Dexter. Say it again. Naughty, first of all, we can't afford to pave our roads, so how they expect us to buy rockets? We can't even buy firecracker for Halloween, but we get rocket. Go take that ish to Cuba. Go tell them, go say that. But see, the DeSantis don't want to upset them Cuban-American voters who've been there for years and years and years. You don't want to do that. You don't want to rock that boat. No, Dexter. I fired up because we beat the Giants. You know, I be fired up when people just text me how the Saturday Neck talking fool. That's when I get fired up. Outside of that, be all good. Now, let me see the response from the Mitchell defender. We can't do anything if the sun has the U.S. nuclear codes. Well, you could go down saying something. You could go down trying. So the next step now is don't say nothing, just let them bomb us? If they had to go, listen, trust me, the way DeSantis pops off, I don't think the U.S. would ever give him the U.S. nuclear codes, okay? I don't think they give him the codes. He looked a little denied oxygen in the womb, especially with some of the statements that he's been recently making. But yeah, so basically, you're saying we can't do nothing if DeSantis, okay, so if DeSantis trips out, you're saying Mr. Mitchell, as Minister of Foreign Affairs, is useless. Is null and void, just a nondescript character. Is that what you're saying? You've been on here defending the man, calling him like Michael Jordan, which is a horrible analogy, and now in the next breath say, he can't do nothing against DeSantis? The same way he's opened up his mouth to push agendas and issues and sign his country up for treaties and so on and so forth, what he wants, he could open his mouth up for this. Do better, Texter, do better. You always be blindly defending and don't be defending at all. Naughty sound like the Fred Mitchell Brown Nose and Crew texting you to pieces today. I can leave that one alone. Some of the writing did look a little brown though. Anyway, let's get to the break, flip side of the break. we'll be wrapping up this hour and getting you ready for the 5 o'clock hour. It's a good first hour. Y'all on the roll today, boy. Y'all making my job easy. Naughty, I have to go home and have a dub playtime with my girls so y'all could not. Right? You just looking for any excuse to go play with your girl. Don't blame me and DeSantis for talking about nuclear weapons. Just go home and tell I miss you. You want to ride my rocket? Take me to the break.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you to perfection, plus four buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at ya on the Monday, November 13th edition of Talking At You, Boy, Naughty Any Company, right up until 6 p.m. Couple of things, though, before I... Oh, we got a caller. Let's get to the caller real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. We don't hate you.
What's going on? Get a nurse. Everything cool?
My Naughty, there's a serious one today, right? You know, I am renal patient. I've been attending the hospital. This is a little off the record, but I got...
But you know, we talk about it on the show from time to time. So go ahead, my brother.
So I've been there for almost five and a half years on a renal patient. The norm was, because of our conditions, we have a doctor's office on board in the unit, so we don't have to sometimes go to the hassle of A&E and all of that because of our condition. Sometimes, Naughty, we lay on those chairs for treatment, and we come off dead, Naughty. You understand? That's how critical our situation is at times. Now, the norm was the pills that are associated with us, especially pressure pills, we have to have them because the pressure cup is affixed to our hand for 3 to 4 hours while we're on the machine to make sure I'm nothing stupid. For the last 2 weeks, I've been having my high blood, my high pressure on the machine, and because I keep asking for the pills, and they wouldn't give it to me. Now, fast forward. The doctor today, the junior doctor that was in there, I called. I said, Miss, I need my pressure pills. The nurse is screaming, my pressure is high on the machine. Normally, they don't put you on the machine if your pressure is high. So she said to me, you have to speak to my boss. I say, who is your boss? She said, her boss is Dr. Frederick Smith. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I don't really bother too much with Dr. Frederick Smith. He ain't got a good boss to get out. I said, but give me the rationale as to why I can't get you to write me a prescription for my pressure so I can access the machine. She told me I had to go back to her boss. Now, we are being discriminated against, Naughty. Article 26. anybody or anything could walk in the hospital, have their concerns addressed, and whichever doctor they see, write a prescription for them, they go to the pharmacy and have it filled.
Correct.
The good doctor has told the nurses and his junior doctors not to write the dialysis patient. No matter their condition, no more prescription. We got to go outside to the clinics and elsewhere to have our prescription written up when all of our notes are right there in dialysis at PMA. All of the notes. Now, do you think that makes sense?
Why specifically the dialysis patient? Isn't that some sort of victimization now if they're only singling dialysis patients out?
This is what I am saying. Article 26 of our Constitution gives us that right. As a matter of fact, PHA Patient Bill of Rights says anything pertaining to patients in the hospital, you must involve the patients, you must give them notice, and you must get their input. None of that was done. This man just followed the bed one day on whatever side he followed, that the patients have no idea. Now, 7, 8 of us suffering because we don't have our pressure pills. You know what I told patient care? I said, listen, suppose I go home tonight without my pressure pills and I hit a coma or I die. Whose fault is that? Buddy, whose fault is that?
Yeah, there's some libel there.
I don't know why PMH and PHA don't get it right. This particular doctor comes and he just throw out rules that is in contravention to PHA rules and the Constitution of the country. Anybody could walk in the hospital and be served and get their prescription. Why dialysis patient got to go all over the globe to get a prescription written up to be serviced properly in dialysis?
You need to write the Minister of Health for this. I know writing shaky is not the greatest thing. But start that paper trail where you have lobbied and you have initiated the conversation and the dialogue between the hospital on behalf of yourself and dialysis patients to find out what's really going on with this situation.
Only one particular doctor does that. And because me, I used to be a union shop shot for 30 years. I certain things they say that is unconstitutional. I challenge them on it. But, you know, they cover for one another, even patient care. Come to me like they're covering today. They might as well don't be there. And what is the purpose of a doctor? To write prescriptions for his patients, right? So
right.
If he won't write no prescription to him and them doctors, then they might as well don't be there. They might as well don't be there. But Naughty, I'm trying to get the minister, okay?
Work on the minister.
Yeah, I'm trying to work on him.
Work on him, but do it right. Follow the protocol, and I hear to back you up on there. Let me get these other two callers real quick before we get to the break, but I got to go because I got to get to the news. But I appreciate you. You know, mi casa es tu casa. You got a platform. Caller, real quick, what you got for me today?
Hey, Naughty. I need a little bit of time. How you doing?
Boy, Anton, you can call me at 4:59. Boy, Anton, you got to call me back tomorrow early, 4 o'clock, so we can deal with this because I got several questions about what's going on at your convention. And I know you can give me the full 100 answer.
We could offer that tomorrow, but what I want to say today is don't be messing around with my party, National Chairman, Minister of Foreign Affairs. I'm the Honorable Fred Mitchell because he's one of the most astute politicians.
Right, and I didn't say anything messing with him. I told the truth. Wasn't he a former senator in the F&M administration as an independent? Wasn't he a former member of the Vanguard Party in addition to the PRP? Didn't he burn the Constitution and send it to Mr. Pinden? Nothing what I said was wrong.
Wasn't Hubert Ingram the former...
But I ain't talking about Ingram. I'm talking about Mitchell. It was Mr. Mitchell who was brought up, and that's who I'm dealing with.
Cabinet Minister, didn't Hubert Ingram also say during an F&M convention that he's more... PLP than Perry Christie? Come on.
But
man,
again, Anton, Anton, you calling me to talk Dolphins and we talking Cowboys?
No, sir.
No, all right, so don't do it. Don't do it. I asked you about Ingram. I was talking clearly about Mr. Mitchell.
That's who knows.
All right.
Fred Mitchell is a bona fide PLP.
Now, since you know so much, answer me these questions then. He wasn't, he didn't burn the Constitution and send ashes to Mr. Pinland.
What is that up to do?
I'm asking you, are the history books lying?
What is that?
Was he a senator under the F&M administration under Ingram as an independent? Yes or no? Was he a member of the Vanguard Party? Listen, I had to do this to you in a while. Call me tomorrow and we got a whole full slate to deal with this. Anton, call me tomorrow minus the blind defending BS at 401, and you can go one-on-one with the naughty one tomorrow. And we can talk about, don't throw apples into the orange conversation. Don't throw bananas into the grape conversation. Okay? Keep the fruit in the right section. That's what I'm telling you, my brother. And you bring it tomorrow, and I will be here. Never scared. But don't come with that weak, deflecting BS. Come and let's deal with the fox. And tell me why he could wear three hats when he should only be wearing two. All right? Come on now, man. Y'all got to do better, boy. Y'all really got to do better. It's 2023, Anton. Bring me your 2024 BS ahead of time. Because the last set ain't working. Let's go to the news.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Monday, November 13th edition of Talking Edge. Your boy, Naughty, and your company right up until 6 p.m. And, of course, we're into the 5 o'clock hour. We will be talking sports. I know Pearlie will be chiming in short order.
I'm here.
Hey, what's going on?
In this corner.
In this corner?
Yep. Yep. What's up, dude?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I know you're in a really good mood today. I know, considering y'all beat a chump team, but that's sorry.
But that's all who y'all is beat. But anyway, I ain't gonna say nothing. From one beater of chump teams to another. How you doing, buddy? Hey!
Okay, all right.
You in a good position. You didn't lose this weekend. I didn't lose this weekend. Things good.
Okay. All right.
I mean, come on. Listen, at this stage of the game, Pearlie, I don't think anybody should buy into any narrative from the NFL.
No, okay? Because you don't know. Man, I mean, watching yesterday.
I just want to put this one out there, and we'll revisit this when you and I talk international sports, and you could probably pull it up while we talk with our friend from Roadmasters, but look at the top five quarterbacks in the league right now.
Yep, I'll do that.
And there's a young man in there who by the name of Dakota Rain Prescott, who they love to throw under the bus. No, but we're just talking serious now, Pearlie. Let's be honest. Look at Dak's numbers. Look at the body of work. Look at all the four quarterbacks who they're running on with MVP talks. Look at all those numbers. Look at Dak's numbers, and we can revisit the conversation later. That's all I'm saying.
But you just basing yourself on numbers alone.
No. Hold on, Pearlie. What does everybody else base theirs on? Josh Allen could only be on numbers alone, my brother.
Josh Allen is still in the money. You know, nobody talking about Josh Allen's no MVP.
But he's one of the still names they keep putting up there.
Yeah, they can do that because that's the GWH.
Anyway, we'll get to that in that segment, okay? That's all I'm saying.
No problem.
And I mean, they do y'all equally as bad. They do too, in the same way they do it too. He ain't beat nobody.
It ain't bothering me right now until we win it. Until we get, when we make the playoffs and get a playoff win, then I'm out. Then I can start making it. So we ain't do that. So I understand. I told him, sitting small to my name call.
Yeah, but you also play who's in front of you every week, Pearly.
Yes, yes.
And you also play the team, just so you know, did some extra comments from DallasCowboys.com. And do you know, in that game film from Philadelphia and Dallas, in that whole entire game, there were almost 14 to 15 penalties on Philadelphia that weren't called, that were clear for the eye to see? Do you know how many that weren't called in the game that you all played then?
Probably 21, 22.
Try 40.
Wow.
Okay, so we got lots to talk about in that regard. But before we get to that, you've had a couple of chances to catch up with these folks on a Thursday.
I don't even know if I want to talk, because they probably knew I wasn't coming, and that's why they come in there today. But that's all right. My feelings ain't hurt.
Yeah, dude, your feelings could be hurt after you see this big bag what they give me. Boy, look at this bag, so loaded and pretty.
Oh, really? Okay, all right.
But you know, I ain't gonna do you like that. Use my boy. Use my boy. I can keep the shirt, and I can share the bag and the towel with you if they don't give you no bag.
No, that's for you. No. That's for you. That's for you.
You know why?
I know where I stand.
Because they told me the Cowboys have played tougher opponents than the Dolphins, so they had to give it to me.
That's fine.
Listen.
That's fine.
It's all
no
good.
No more flirting with them. No more of that. None of that.
That's what yous do. You need to get back on the reservation, okay, Pearly? Come on now. Keep it professional. Keep it professional,
so,
buddy.
I am so hurted.
I can hear it in your voice, too.
Yes.
I can hear it. I can hear it. But you'll get over it, Pearly.
On national radio, I ain't saying certain other words.
This can't hurt you no worse than your Dolphins or your Dodgers have in the last 2 years.
No, it's worse than that, because I know these people. I don't know no Dodgers. I don't know no Dodgers. I know these people all their life.
Anyway, that's something that sounds like a sack thing, and I got to leave that to you all.
That too.
Yeah, I can leave that to you all.
Yeah.
On another note, long time no see Anastasia from Road Masters. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, yeah.
How's everybody? How's the crew?
Everybody's great, thanks.
All right, yeah. And I know y'all got big things coming up. You got registration, and all the goodness that's happening and upcoming, because I know the date is soon near, right?
Good afternoon, Bahamas. My name is Anastasia Turnquest. I'm president of Bahamas Roadmasters.
Anastasia, as much as you've been on this show, they know who you are by this time. Yeah. But thank you for the full introduction again.
And along with me today is our PR representative, Mr. Anthony Longley.
How are you, Mr. Longley? Welcome.
Wonderful. I'm in top shape. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Thanks for the opportunity to be here.
So, Naughty, we are super excited today. We have our 11th annual Bahamas half marathon 10K and 5K race series coming up this Sunday, November 19th.
There it is.
Starting
Sunday's here.
At 6 a.m. at the Western Esplanade.
Okay.
So, we're looking
for... So, I better make sure I get my coffee before 7, because I can see all of you not running up. Which is always a good thing to see.
You don't want me want you on the course, Ronnie.
But listen, I would be there. I would pass out there. But you all know, until you all put that golf cart division in there, that I could put my keg on my cooler on the back and ride around and check everybody. I have rotten knees and I cannot participate. Okay. But I am there in spirit and I am there in voice.
Okay, your excuse then.
Yeah, but you know, there's an event for everybody now. We get the 5K. That's 3.1 miles. I know you could ace that. You could
5K?
Walk that. You could run that backwards. Then we get the 10K.
I got a better chance of striking out five times in baseball than getting 5K than doing that.
You could put on your skates, Naughty. You could skate.
When I tell you all my knees are rotten, rotten. Wow. But yeah, the skate might be something there, man.
Yeah, we maybe we should think on adding roller skating.
Yeah,
or
then I could
skateboard
in the spirit of my late broadcast colleague Anthony Fatback Marshall, put on the headphones and just you know roller boogie all the way through. I don't care if I come last; I'll be having fun.
Or maybe the old box card, you know.
There you go, Mr. I like that. I like this guy. Bring him to the show more on the box card. We gonna bring back the box card. I like that.
We need 6.2 miles. That would turn around. That from Milwaukee. That would turn around at the Bahama. Boulevard roundabout, the 3.1 mile, 5K, we turn around at Go Slow Bend.
Okay.
Then we have the actual half marathon, which turns around at the, what's
Sun
the name
Fun,
of the hotel? Sun Fun.
Now, half marathon for everybody, that would be a 13.1 miles,
yeah.
Because a full marathon is 26.
Right. As well as we take teams. You can have a team do the half marathon, three-member team. So each one
corporate people who exercise. Yeah. This is your thing.
So the half, the other relay, each person do
about
just,
four and a half,
just over roughly. 4 miles each year. So
there you go.
That's an option. And not if you have cash prizes.
That's the good thing now, y'all. Y'all should be motivated by the cash, by the moolah, by the guap, by the skrilla. That's what y'all should run for.
Half marathon participants, the first place, male and female, get $1,000. Second place, $700. Third place, $300. And the relay team, the first place,
boy, you know my knee's starting to feel a whole lot better. $1,000 motivation.
And we have an incentive for the first Bahamian to cross the line, male and female. They each receive $250.
I know.
That's in the run.
This attracts foreign athletes as well and participants. How are we looking in that regard this year?
We have a number of international participants, U.S., Canada, the U.K. I saw someone from Serbia, Africa. So there are a number of international persons coming.
There you go. Yeah. So that's a good look. And then obviously you have the prizes for first and for the finishers for male and female.
Yes. So
and then you said the first Bahamian finish?
Yeah, first Bahamian in the half marathon receives $250. However, all finishers would receive a finisher's medal.
Okay.
And our medals are very awesome. Nice.
Right,
very
I know. Nice.
And we also have trophies for each category. So first, second, third place in each category.
Okay, young athletes as well, and your young runners as well.
We have as 7 years old registered. Our youngest is 7, our oldest is 78.
There you go.
So there's a wide range, yeah. So
that's a wide spectrum right there.
Yes, and like I said, you can walk a friend or you can walk. You don't have to run, you can walk.
And I think this covers for everybody. I mean, for the serious runners, that take, you know, they're running and they're training seriously, you got your half marathon.
Right.
And then you got your 5K, and then you got your 10K. I mean, exactly. So whatever level you're at, you have something that you can challenge yourself at, but at the same time, have fun, enjoy a great race, and support a great cause.
Yes. Absolutely. But you know, Naughty, as you can appreciate, no event of this magnitude would be possible without the assistance of sponsors.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
And we have who have been with us for a long time. We have our main sponsor, or our name sponsor, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and they've just amended their name to.
Yeah, they're now City of Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're now partnering with Oral Roberts University, so they're now City of Hope.
Right, then we have Fidelity, we have Bahamas Welding and Fire, we have Lightburn Trading, Carpet and Cabinet World, we have Caribbean Bottling, home of Dasani Water, and other products. We have Bahamian Breweries, Sans Bay. They have been with us for quite a while as well, and they're back with us again. But we also have other supporters. We have Toastmasters will be out there handling the water sports and giving out the waters to the runners and so forth.
I'd also like to add Bahamas Wholesale Agencies, Nassau Agencies Limited, and Thompson Trading to the list of sponsors. And we also have an awesome race village with a number of vendors as well. So, you know, we invite persons to come out, support the Sister Breast Cancer Support Group, as well as MD Patient Navigation Services. They assist cancer patients with, you know, various services that they may require.
Which is good, pre and post-treatment,
exactly,
correct?
Exactly, yes.
Right. So these will be the two recipients of our...
But, you know, I've done a lot of stuff for Sister to Sister over the years in my career, and I continue to do so. I think it's a great organization. And I think the other organization that you mentioned, I've heard of them, you know, stepping up, and I've heard of them recently, and I think they do an awesome job too, because when you deal with cancer, you deal with it pre-cancer, you deal it during, and you deal it post, whether it's a positive or negative outcome.
That's right.
I lost my mom to cancer in 2013, so I know.
You know, that's right.
I know it. Who feels it knows. Yeah. So to have these groups and to support them, that's way high on my list. You know that.
And you know, Naughty, it's more if we can get even more support, right? This marathons around the world, and members of Roadmasters, we travel the world.
I saw one of your members the other day in the food store, and what was his name? Karen, name step of mine. Tall gentleman, bald.
Charles Johnson.
There you go. Yeah. And he's done almost every major marathon there is.
He has just done South Africa, just back from South Africa. He's right now, he's on a mission to do the 7 continents.
Right.
Probably already did 6 of them, right? But our members have done Toronto, Berlin, Tokyo, Las Vegas, London, Boston, Chicago. You name them. We have
the North Pole. We just had 3 ladies come from the North Pole.
Just about 2 weeks
ago. What would possess you all to go running the North Pole?
Crazy.
Yes. Well,
like you crazy. Have me on Vegas and a couple other little North Pole.
Yeah. Well, what
we
about?
We live on the aquarium, man. What y'all trying to do? Run from the cold?
We keep raising the bar.
Yeah, one of our stalwart members, Dr. Abby Jackson, she is on a mission to raise $60,000 to commemorate her birthday.
Which was on Saturday.
Which was this past Saturday. And so that was one of her stops along her trek to raise
in aid of cancer.
Yes.
There you go. Yes. A great cause.
Yes. So as I started to say, though, Naughty, we can do so much more if we can get more support. If we can get the government on board in a real meaningful way, both Ministry of Youth and Sports and Ministry of Tourism. You see, this is big. These marathons that we go to.
They will put heads in beds.
These marathons that we go to. They bring millions into the economy in just 4 to 7 days. When people come down here, last year we had persons in town from Sweden and United States and UK, Canada, France, Jamaica, Lesser Antilles, just last year. And some of them will be returning this year along with new. But the heads and beds, most people come for because 5 to 6, 7 nights. They bring their family.
They're flying the day before the marathon. They run, exactly. They come, catch a run before they get there. They get the tapering down and so on and so forth.
The taxis, the tours.
Correct.
The restaurants. And so forth, and you know, not and the hotel, of course, you see. And so, we need to see the big picture here. If we can get the support and get some good money behind us, we can bring in even more. Sports tourism is one of the most productive forms of tourism around the
it
world.
It is, and if you have entities such as yourself that know you can bring the product here, then don't go as much as they can.
Yeah.
The same way with baseball, if you got X amount of youth teams that need to play, and you got a pipeline there, that's where the support needs to go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I totally get where you're coming from, and I think you should continue to do the events. And you have a platform here. You know, whenever you need to get anything out, mi casa es tu casa.
Thank you.
But in addition to that, I agree we need to take it to the next level and raise awareness so that government can actually now get involved. Because unlike other federations, you guys have been self-sustaining. Y'all raise your funds. Y'all do your thing. So y'all need the support.
And we are supporting meaningful charities. We are benefactors to meaningful charities in this country. You know, some of these big marathons like Berlin, Chicago, Boston, New York, they all bring in, Boston has about 30,000. They cap around 30,000. Berlin, Chicago, New York, Boston, Chicago, Berlin, New York, and Tokyo, they up to around 45,000 runners. Can you imagine that? All right? 45,000.
And they've been around promoting it for a long time. Yeah. So, I mean, we have an advantage, though. We do something. We the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot different. That brings something to the table already. But wait a minute, let's go run in the Bahamas.
No, we don't want to get to 45,000.
No, but
if we can get up to 3,000 to 5,000.
Yes.
All right, which we can manage.
And then we have the beauty of doing that because we can cap it. We can cut it off and say, look, this is as many spaces as we can take.
Look where our race begins. It begins at Junkanoo Beach, down here at Awaki, Long Wharf Beach, and that's where we end. And you know what? Cross the finish line? Straight in the water.
Yeah, and then go get one Kong Salad afterwards. I know.
I remember a guy last year, year before, we couldn't even put the medal around his neck. He went straight to the finish line, crossed the sand, in the water, stayed for about 15 minutes, then came out and said, where's this medal?
Yeah, there you go. That's how they go. So what events do you guys have lined up after this event? Obviously, this will be your final one for 2023.
Yes, for 2023,
what's the first on the list for 2024?
Well, we have two signature events per year. We have the Bahamas Half Marathon Race Series, and then we have the Midnight Madness Fun Run, which happens on the eve of Labor Day in June.
Okay.
And we start that at 12:01 a.m.
Right.
At midnight. And that's a fun event. We have a big following for that. And that's a 5K, 3.1 miles, and a 10K, 6.2 miles.
All right. And how can folks get in contact with you in order to register if they haven't registered?
Okay. They can register at www.bahamashalf242.com, bahamashalf242.com for online registration. And registration closes this Wednesday, the 15th,
okay,
at 10 o'clock p.m. But we do have an option for persons that some people have this fear of online for whatever reason, but there's an in-person registration tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday at Bahamas Welding and Fire on Bilton Street.
All right.
You'll be there from 12 noon to 3 p.m.
12 to 3 at Bahamas Wire and Felding. At Bahamas Fire and Welding.
Bahamas Fire and Welding.
Wire and Felding. Sorry. How did that happen?
Bahamas Welding and Fire on Lincoln Street, 12 noon to 3 p.m. tomorrow and Wednesday.
Well, you guys know, like I said, you got a spot here. Any future and you know, events coming up, keep us posted. Still even if they're not here and you guys are traveling, we want to, you know, follow you guys and make sure you get the word out. And obviously, get ready for a big event this weekend and then obviously in June again.
And I would also like to add, if, you know, anyone has any further questions, they can 335-427-2335. That's my telephone number. Or they can send us an email at bahamasroadmasters@gmail.com.
Okay.
There you go.
And thanks again to all of our sponsors and supporters.
Thanks. And if you haven't registered us yet, there's still time. Come on out.
You're in a better hurry.
It's an awesome race. We have an awesome race village. We have entertainment. I won't say who the entertainer is, but it's going to be a party afterwards. We have Sans Beer. Like I say, Caribbean
no on site registration.
So that's not going to be possible. You got to do it ahead of time.
That's right.
Appreciate you guys. Good luck with the event this weekend.
Thank you.
You got to get to the break. Flip side of the break. Pearly and I will be talking international sports and be getting ready for Overreaction Monday with Rich Eisen, all right? The Monday, November 13th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatments, means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
And fine thread is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine thread is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine thread is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Go CIBC First Caribbean. We help you
to get what you want this year. Spin the wheel of wishes with a trip for two to Miami. Spin the wheel of wishes. You can win loads of cash for Christmas. CIBC First Caribbean.
Win with your approved loan. Visit CIBC.FCIB/Wheel of Wishes for more information. Conditions apply.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived! That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand-bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets in the original recipe, KFC, the real nuggets, it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
back at you on the Monday, November 13th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. We got Pearly Chime back in. Pearly, you back in the building? I think Pearly went to practice his running, his marathoning. But I'm sure he'll chime back. So let me know when we got Pearly back in. But yeah, good conversation with Bahamas Road Masters. And now we got to talk some NFL. Yeah. And here goes a phone line already. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Pretty Radio. Good. Yeah, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's happening, Nutty?
Hey, what's going on, Mystery?
Everything is good, man. Listen, explain this play-in tournament to me, because this is confusing.
Pearly?
As much as I try to understand a play-in, it messing my head right up. I know they invented an NBA Cup, and championship is in December, and it's inclusive of all 82 games, even though you play in the play-in tournament. But I don't understand it.
What it is you don't play no extra games. And what they did was they divided the teams up into pools, 8 pools.
Mm-hmm.
Pool play. So you got the Lakers, the Utah, Phoenix, Portland, and Memphis in one pool. So they'll play each other. The winner of that pool will go to the quarterfinals. So the 8 winners of each pool will go to the quarterfinals. They'll play each other. And then the semifinals. So the play-in games will count into the 82 game schedule.
Okay. So the play-in that have already started. Am I correct?
Yes. That started, yes. That already started. Every Tuesday and Friday.
Okay, Tuesday and Friday.
And then you will have, then it'll go down to those 8 teams, and then they'll have the semifinals and championships in Las Vegas. I can't remember, it's December something weekend.
Okay, so what I guess what I'm trying to understand is, so the regular games, all other games other than Tuesday and Friday, only Tuesday and Friday are inclusive of the play-in, and they would be complemented for the play-in tournament. The other games are not?
Right. Only those games, only the in-tournament games, which are Tuesdays and Fridays, are counted towards the tournament, but they still counted towards your overall record for the season.
Yes, the 82 games.
But the other games don't count. So the league, whoever playing tonight, which is Monday night, that only counts to the regular season. That has nothing to do with the play-in tournament.
Okay. I got it now. All right. Thank you for explaining that, Pearly. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
So it's similar to what the WNBA did. It's similar to what the Premier League in Europe does, where they have an in-season tournament. All right? So what they're really trying to do is they're trying to create an excitement for the season early. They know it's a lull, and people really don't check for the NBA till after Christmas, probably till after the All-Star break. So what they're trying to do is create an excitement in November, December for the NBA. Will it work? I don't know. It's too much. Okay. I don't know. Once the NFL going on, it's hard to compete, so I don't know.
It is, yeah. And one more question for you on Naughty Dog. What's going on with the Clippers? The Clippers basically have
I got
the best
two words for you.
Paper.
James Harden. Two words
so
for
Harden,
you.
Harden,
James
has
Harden.
No, before Harden come, they was crappy.
Pearly, before Harden arrived, they was 3-1. I won some parlays with them. They was not the way they are now. When Harden made that statement that you and I both jumped on, and you know what I'm talking about, I don't play in the system, I am the system.
Yeah.
That was the coup de grace right there. That was
He said that?
Yeah, he said that. And you forget that him and Russell Westbrook had issues prior from the Oklahoma City Thunder days.
That's correct. Yeah. That's
and you
correct.
Forget Russell Westbrook was in that locker room from last year. Okay?
Yeah.
And helped the Clippers make a little run in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's got chemistry in there. He's a dog. People like Russell for what he brings to the table.
He's good there. I didn't like when
he fits in there with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. They are the three veterans in that locker room. Those younger dudes were buying into them.
There's only one team in LA. I don't know why y'all worrying about them.
No, listen. I get that, but being objective about it, Pearly.
Competition in my lifetime.
The Clippers is your competition without James Harden. James Harden has disrupted that whole system.
Yes. Clippers gone well. Where they gone? What happened last year?
All I'm saying is, Mystery, is keeping it into what we're talking about right now, Harden is the problem there. The statement before he came was an issue. Now that he's gotten there, it's an issue, and they're playing, the chemistry is not there.
Yeah, boy, I see that. That's crazy.
And I give him till the All-Star break before he moans his way out of the Clippers and ends up somewhere else.
Point. I'm glad he didn't end up in Miami. Damn, stay right where he is.
You never know. That's on his list. He might want to end up there.
Nice fit right in Miami.
And then when that happens, I'll do what you did last year, Nutty. Bow out until he leaves.
Oh. But I was a crazy man then.
I didn't say you was crazy. Wow. I said you was a closet Laker.
Hey, brother, you remember how he carried me and everything by the child of God, but he called me for doing that?
Yeah. That's why I
said,
wow.
Because you bowed out, and you were continuing to defend the Lakers and ghostly defending LeBron James.
I don't ghostly defend LeBron James. I don't never defend him.
No, I ain't gonna say that, Mystery.
I found out something today that really cost me doing right in. He never went to Kobe's funeral.
He didn't?
No.
Wow.
But all I talk about the Mamba for convenience. Oh, yeah, we can deal with him later. Don't worry, I got him. I can deal with him.
All right, guys, y'all have a good one.
But I'm glad you brought up that point about the tournament, though, because a lot of people have mentioned it to me, and I'm glad Purdy.
Done very well.
That reminded me of algebra back in high school.
Yeah. All right, guys.
All right, be safe, Mystery.
All right.
Purdy, I mean, I'll be honest with you, man. Me and you got a lot to talk about tomorrow. Because I know a little short today, we had our guests and everything. But I'll be honest with you, man. There's something going on in that NFL, man. There's some calls now that, you know, I'm really starting to look at it. And listen, if I'm tripping and you say, no, are you watching too many calls? That's fine. I can live with that, too. You could talk me off the ledge.
Now, this one thing about it, Naughty. All right. You said there were 40 penalties that was committed on against the Dolphins or wasn't called.
Weren't called.
They're not going to see all. So they're not going to see it. If they see in 60-70% of the penalties.
That's fine. And Purdy, I can live with that because they found the 40 non-calls after breaking down the game tape. So, if you're going to take that time to look at all of them, you will see some that may have slipped through the crack, like you say. But I need at least a 70-75% accuracy rate with these referees, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in 75% view rate, like they see it, and then 100% getting the call right. Because yesterday...
There was a blatant hole yesterday. Was it the Raiders game that they missed so bad? Even
go to the Baltimore Ravens-Cleveland Browns game. A ton was missed in there.
Oh, yeah. The referees brought...
They brought Cleveland back. I know Stat Boy is extremely upset about that whole scenario.
I was sorry with Stat Boy. As a matter of fact, I was watching that game, and I was like, man... This they running away with this. Let me switch over. So I think I switch over to Cincinnati. No, I was switch over. Yeah, I think I switch over to Cincinnati game. Wasn't no better. When I turned back, I was like, "What? How the score get here?" And I watched the winning kick. I was like, "I don't believe it."
The Clippers got the beard and lose 3 straight games. Super teams don't work.
And the Sixers, I think, won 3 straight.
Yeah. Clippers, I mean, the Sixers won 5 straight. So this toxic adjustment, Pearly, you taking over the sports segment on Guardian? On Thursdays, yeah?
Tell them don't watch nothing.
I guess that was...
That's what young people to say. Don't watch nothing.
I think they were trying to say great. On the explanation of the NBA in-season tournament.
That's it, because I'm paying attention to it. I can never match the wits of a Sheldon. Never.
Well, to tell you the truth, I think wits is the wrong word.
Well, whatever word I'm trying to use, you know what I'm trying to say.
Because Sheldon, he's funny, but he ain't quick-witted like that. take it from me who knows quick-witness.
I'm glad you said.
If you want to say, you know, I, 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 I might not be as thorough as Sheldon or as, you know, all over it as Sheldon, you know, in tune. Because Sheldon, you know, Sheldon will fly to Boston to see the Celtics lose. You know that. You know he did that, right, Pearly? We got Pearly or we lost Pearly?
I ain't going over there right now.
But hey, Sheldon fly all the way to Boston to watch the Celtics lose.
He did. I know a couple of people who did that. I know some people who flew all the way to Pittsburgh to watch them lose. I know some fellow who flew all the way to Georgia and they almost lost.
Well, I can tell you, I've done well with my Cowboys. I've seen more wins than losses, but I've been there for some losses too, though.
Naughty. Bahamas Air put on a ball flight Christmas Eve.
Listen, let me tell you something. I spoke to Stephen Gay today, director of marketing for Bahamas Air. When I tell you me and you straight, and four other people straight, a Cowboy fan and a guest, and a Dolphin fan and a guest, and that's all I can say. And the next thing I say, you better like KFC chicken too.
I love KFC chicken.
Okay then.
You know how many dining rewards points I get from KFC chicken?
You ain't gotta worry about nothing. We going to the game. And we coming back after the game.
I say KFC man, a Dunkin' man. You know how I go.
Now, if you want to come back on the morning flight, you could come because we got one in the morning, but that one after the game.
No, I coming back at 11 o'clock for I got to make sure I in Nassau for Christmas.
Me too. That's the same way, babe. That's the same me and you. The same as
all
me and you.
Missing Christmas. My mom is 85. I'm spending every minute with her. I'm spending Christmas with her. I'll be here for Christmas.
Oh, you think you got jokes? That's it. It could be worse. You could have flown to watch the Detroit Lions. But the Lions, what, 7-2? That's a
seven
good thing.
7-2 or 6-3.
7-2, that's a good thing to go watch.
Yeah. I could have been flying to watch the Patriots if you really want to say at 2-17.
Yeah, boy. Sometimes, hey, Texter, you need to text this back to me because I really trying to understand what you're trying to say, but this text is a little broken up.
Yeah.
And I don't want to read it wrong and then, you know.
No, don't read it wrong. I did that the other day and I had to stop halfway through.
All right. Well, Pearly, who you like tonight? Because we got to get to the break. We got Andrew Sicilian on vacation.
Yeah, Rich on vacation. When you said overreaction with Rich, I said Rich on vacation.
Rich gone on vacation after Germany, but he called the game and gone on vacation. He'll be back on Sunday.
He told me he's hanging around, taking a little trip around a little bit and hanging out and, you know, taking a couple of days off since he's all the way over there.
Yeah, Rich does a good job. He deserves it. So we got Andrew Siciliano taking us home. But who you like tonight in that Monday night game, Denver and Buffalo?
My head says Buffalo. But my hate is saying this could be an upset, but Buffalo, I think, will win it.
I'm telling you right now, the upset bird is swirling, Pearly.
Yeah.
I got a funny feeling.
After this crazy weekend,
this is the cherry on the cake for this crazy weekend.
Yeah.
And I think this might be, if the Bills drop to 5-5, where they drop them down finally now out of the conversation a little bit. And focus on some other teams in the AFC.
They done, nice to stick a fork in them if they get beat this weekend.
No,
they get beat tonight.
I agree.
Stick a fork in them.
So I'm gonna go on the wing and I'm gonna go out on the edge and I'm gonna say I like Denver to win. Take the 7.5 points if you're betting, and take it. And I like Denver to win. I like Denver to actually win this game. And if the Bills win, I think it'll be a lot tighter. I don't even think it'll be about 7.5 points. They got some injuries. Micah Hyde not playing. A couple other members of the defense not playing. They were suspect against the run before.
Their defense really in shambles.
Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy. We may have a sighting tonight from both of them.
Boy, my boy really needs that one good game. And I mean, if he could really come out there and just light it up tonight, I think that would like almost save him being in Denver.
You ain't lying. All right, here we go. Basketball, NBA, Knicks and the Celtics. I like the Celtics at home tonight.
I like the Celtics at home tonight, too.
Washington Wizards, Toronto Raptors, Canada.
Yes, they do.
Chicago Bulls on the road against the Milwaukee Bucks. I like the Milwaukee Bucks.
I like the Bucks.
Cleveland Cavaliers against the Sacramento Kings. I like the Cleveland Cavaliers. Still no homeboy for Sacramento, the point guard, Fox.
Merrill and Jerome out. Again, Merrill is a great game time decision for Cleveland.
Yeah, but still,
I Donovan Mitchell had a rough time with Golden State. I give it to the Kings tonight. Yeah.
All right, and something that we may be able to talk about in depth tomorrow, and we'll get to the break on this, rumor swirling Zach LaVine and Alex Caruso to LA for Richie Hachimura, D'Angelo Russell, Taurean Prince, and a draft pick.
Number one draft pick, I'm hearing.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that tomorrow.
I don't know. I don't like that.
I don't like it either.
He's 34, and that's why I don't like it. But his contract goes away after this year, so that might be a situation they're looking at as well.
We'll see. But anyway, let's get to the break, Pearly. Enjoy your Monday. Enjoy your game, and we'll do it again tomorrow, man. Appreciate you, my brother.
Yeah, man. Take time, bro.
All right.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and to learn more or connect with a local representative. Visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale, and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
you don't gotta stand in line, pay online. You can pay your premiums on time,
right at Community Dock.
Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health, it's all inside your palm. Pay insurance at CommunaDoc.com. Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health, it's life, home, auto, marine, or health,
right at CommunaDoc.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I went to do a list.
Well,
Andrews,
that's a little rough. I mean, I suggested it.
It was suggested.
You know, we had an open hour for a segment.
I didn't find it to be a burden, guys.
Okay, all right.
No, not a burden.
Flexing the tone there.
Oh, my God. Are we going with the tone thing? Oh, my God. The tone thing. Welcome to my life. It's my... Okay.
No, bro. We're talking with you. Okay.
It was suggested that I do a list.
You just made the list.
Hey. Yay!
Oh, Mike!
Yay!
Oh, don't too much paying attention.
Of course, what do you think I?
I have a list.
Andrew's here. It's my guy.
Top five takeaways of week 10.
All right.
Are we going to count these down? Hoskins, 5-1?
5-1.
Please don't go 1-5 because I'll lose my mind.
Yeah, TJ, exactly. TJ, big pet peeve.
Whoa, I'm sorry, TJ. You ask for a list and then you have demands on that list?
Well, I mean, that's how we do.
Okay. Number 5.
Ah, yes.
My top 5 takeaways for week number 10.
You.
Antonio Pierce is going to coach the Raiders in 2024.
Ooh. Can we share notes?
No.
Well, stay tuned for the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Write it down. He is 2-0. Yeah, he's going to lose in Miami next week and likely in Kansas City.
Maybe.
Or at home to Kansas City.
I don't know.
But I think Antonio Pierce is going to do enough. I think considering how much money Mark Davis is paying everybody else no longer on. I don't mean this to be demeaning to Antonio Pierce. I think the price of an interim rookie head coach sounds about right. And I love what Pierce is doing so far. He has earned it. His team is believing in him. His team is playing well, inspired, if you will. I think he deserves a fair shot, and I think he's going to coach the Raiders in 2024.
He rose up to the games in the 6-0 Impala, Andrew.
Yes, he did. It was ridiculous. Check out Raiders Twitter. It was the best head coach arrival that I've seen in years. Joe Burrow's quarterback arrival yesterday wearing Jimmy Burrow, his father's Montreal Alouettes jersey, was pretty cool.
Oh, I missed that.
Jimmy Burrow, a 2-time CFL All-Star, that was cool. But Antonio Pierce in the 6-4 was even cooler. Number 4 takeaway from week 10. The Titans should have traded Derrick Henry. They should have.
Yeah,
to the Cowboys.
They should have traded him to the Cowboys.
To anybody.
To the Ravens.
Browns.
To anybody. Somebody. Because it's just not happening. I think Will Levis is the future. He's going to have good days and bad. Yesterday was the latter on the road in Tampa. And they lost and the Bucs won. And they broke their losing streak. But they should have traded Derrick Henry while they still had the opportunity to get some kind of return. He's been the face of this franchise for a long, long time. He's given a lot. He is grinding his way to Canton. He's a great back, but they should have gotten something for him. It is not often that you can trade a running back of his age, tread worn off the tire, and get a good return. But they could have gotten a decent to good return, and I think they should have done it. Takeaway number 3 from week number 10. Ben Johnson's price just went up to be somebody's head coach next year. Ben Johnson is the offensive coordinator to the Detroit Lions. He could have been a head coach last year. Didn't feel right. He went back to Detroit. Ben Johnson has 3 more months left as OC of the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I hope he was
friendly. And then somebody will drive a big Ford full of cash into his driveway.
Like the Chargers.
And he will be gone. Maybe the Chargers. Maybe he was auditioning for the Spanos family, not rooting for Brandon Staley to get fired. But you get my point. Yeah. You can see all of that, whether it's his gutsy fourth down play calling or whether it's just his creative play design in general. Look at all the X's and O geeks on Twitter and on the shows. They all go nuts over Ben Johnson. And if you talk to his players in Detroit, and that I have done, they all love him. They all were happy he didn't leave, and they all know that he is a future head coach. Ben Johnson will be coaching as the man in charge at a team near you somewhere next year, and his price is only going to go up as Jared Goff and this offense continues to put up points on every scoreboard that they are near. Number 2, the Jaguars are pretenders for the AFC Championship. Oh, they're still good. I still think they're going to win the AFC South. I think they can go into Houston and beat the Texans. Trevor Lawrence is good, and Doug Peterson has been there, and they have the weapons, and their defense had been playing well. And then, when they were coming off a bye, and the Niners, it looked as if the Jaguars were playing on a short week. I mean, they got punched in the mouth. Chase Young and Nick Bosa got after the quarterback, kept him out of the end zone. And the only thing in question at the end of that game was, would Christian McCaffrey get a touchdown in his 18th consecutive game? And I thought it was kind of silly that Kyle Shanahan had him out there. You got to get this guy hurt. Like, you're giving him the ball three times at the end of the game to try to get him a touchdown. Why? It made no sense. No sense.